Woke films out of Hollywood are failing. They're flailing. Audiences refusing to see them. But the films that make audiences happy, the ones that are traditional, those that dare give regular moviegoers what they wanted to see, winning bigly. And now, it's gotten to such a degree that studio execs are having to pull back on the PR, on the marketing, the spending, on the woke weird films of Hollywood. Hello, folks, and welcome to La Revolucion, where every single day we're going on about, well, how can Hollywood fix itself? Back to the mainstream middle, the sensible center where money is made. We've said it over and over again, and now the fat cats out of Tinseltown, well, they're getting the message, and the message is coming from you. Click the like button. We know what to do. It's the news for the day. Non-woke films are winning at the box office, and they're winning bigly, as some have said. This out of ThatParkPlace.com by Trevor Denning. Michael breaks domestic box office record for musical biopics. Now, I know some of our viewers out there don't care for Michael. You don't care for promoting this particular guy, but I'll tell you this, whatever you think about him, this movie does not set aside the weirdness of Michael Jackson and of the pathologies in his family. And I think that is why people are going and flocking and seeing it, in addition to, of course, the music and everything else. It is a distinctly non-woke film. It's not woke at all. It says by the end of its third weekend, Michael has broken the record for the highest grossing musical biopic in domestic box office history. The milestone comes despite heavy criticism and negative reviews from much of the Hollywood access media. Audiences, and not just longtime Michael Jackson fans, appeared largely unfazed by the backlash, helping turn the film into a historic theatrical release. It's now at $694, going to cross $700 million. But you know this, by now, it probably has crossed the $700 million mark, and it's probably on its way to earning $1 billion with fantastic holds. By not holding back that Michael was a weird guy, that he was deeply damaged by his father, it gives explanations for why he had the plastic surgeries. And yeah, it's the dad being so cruel to him, calling him Big Nose as a kid over and over again. And guess what else, folks? It's not just Michael that's performing well. It's the Super Mario Galaxy movie closing in on $1 billion. Another big win for Nintendo. Another film, by the way, that Hollywood just doesn't care for. And lest we forget, Project Hail Mary with Rocky. Amaze. That's right. Celebrating humanity, celebrating coming overcoming of adversity. Look at the performance of this movie, folks. It is at the tippity top of the possibility that the numbers believes could be. And by the way, as it continues to outperform what should be a possible, it continues to push that that area above. You can see where it should be, according to the numbers, would be at 228 domestic. It's outperformed that by $100 million. Another distinctly non-woke film. All right, before we talk about how Hollywood is adjusting to this, and they are, they're having to escape some of the woke stuff they had planned, I want to hand it to the panel and just say, do you all feel the change in the wind at this point? Mo, we'll start with you. We definitely are starting to see something happening here with the market. I think the market is forcing Hollywood to say, we're not going to support anything but this kind of stuff. Everything else is in full-blown collapse, and yet these films are going gaga. What say you, Mo?
Well, I would say if you asked me that before watching Mortal Kombat 2, I'd probably agree with you. I know Marv has the same wonderful opinion with many, many more words on it.
And then you'll get called every name in the book for saying it.
Well, you know what?
Over here.
Yeah. But anyways, you know, the first two, like Project Hail Mary, and then Michael, like, honestly, I have never been in, I can't remember having two movies so close to each other that were so electric, so immersive and so wonderful and feeling so yes, I feel very optimistic about what's coming next, because if that's what we have to start the year off, and those are the two biggest, most influential movies of the year, because Super Mario was a fun movie, but it was playing to the crowd. It's giving them exactly what they want. That's fine. Project Hail Mary gave us something we didn't know we needed. I'm a Michael Jackson fan. I grew up in the 80s. I thought it was great. I thought it did well. It didn't skip over stuff. People could disagree. That's fine. But honestly, yeah, I think it's great, but it's definitely trending the right way, but there, more work needs to be done, because they're still trend. They're still doing the bait and switch in the marketing with some of these movies, but I'm liking where it's going. It's definitely going the right way.
Well, we're seeing a change now for once in our lives. Deadline, Anthony D'Alessandro, Melanie Goodfellow writing this. Can Boss, not Cannes, folks, it's in French. Can Boss on Hollywood Skipping Fest. I hope the studio films will come back. Now, what's this about? Well, there's an artsy-fartsy festival in France, and I don't mean to be mean about it, but it's where they go to show the films they think will be award contenders, and sometimes a blockbuster or two, right? Mission Impossible, indie, and oftentimes they don't go well. They get slammed at these things because they do want the artsy-fartsy. They do want the award stuff. Okay, Hollywood, the budgets for woke films is now getting so low that they're pulling out of this kind of stuff. They're no longer marketing here. Carol, I think that's a pretty darn good sign that maybe Hollywood, you know, the purse strings are getting tighter for the kind of stuff that disgusts audiences.
I agree with that. I think they're trying to test the waters because I've noticed that they'll release like a non-woke film. And when it does really well, then they try to release a woke film and then that one bombs and they're kind of like, well, I thought it was going to work. So it feels like they're trying to release more non-woke and then slip a woke one in there to see what will happen. It's
the Daffy Duck Porky Pig, like yeah. Putting him out on the stage and then, ah!
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, the truth of the matter is I got to do an interview with somebody who works in film and the barrier to entry to create films is actually getting less. And I'm not talking about the use of AI in order to make things. I'm talking about like, you know, one of the barriers to entry is having the film equipment, right? Well, you know, there's actually services where you can rent film equipment for a day if you want. So you don't have to like do the huge investment to get all of that stuff. And they're probably seeing a bunch of like little studios starting to pop up and make their own films and advocate for them. And they're trying to act like a wave is not coming, but it is. Like there's just so many people who are fed up with what they're seeing that they're like, I'm done. You know, it's like Eric Everett, the Ripperverse. He was like, I'm done. I'm done talking about it. I'm done showcasing it. I'm just going to go make my own stuff now. More people I talk to, they're all feeling the same way. And even like one of the narratives I hear from folks is like, I'm broke, but I'm going to figure out how to do it. Right. And so when fans who are broke and can rent camera equipment can do it better than you, what does that mean?
Yeah. Right. And Iron Lung by Markiplier proved that.
Oh, yeah.
Like mm-hmm. He just with a minimal budget. Just absolutely destroyed it, and they're forced to acknowledge it.
Well, I mean, you look at Cannes, and the things that are getting the 15-minute standing ovations are things like Smashing Machine, which comes out in theaters, and audiences laugh at it, and it makes no money, and The Rock doesn't even get his Oscar nomination. So I think that these studios are probably like, well, what are we even bothering for anymore? Artsy Fartsy is not really working anymore. I saw this weekend, I saw two movies. One of them was one of the worst movies I've seen all year, which was Mortal Kombat. The other, one of the best movies I've seen all year, which was Sheep Detectives.
Yeah,
which,
I gotta eat crow on this one.
You really do, because that movie was like amazing.
Yeah, and I thought they were gonna phone it in. I saw that. I said, oh, come on, seriously. And people told me, bro, you gotta give the sheep a chance. And it was practically a muttony out there in the chat, folks. Mm-hmm. I was wrong. The sheep do win.
I mean, it's
very
it's
mature
not,
of you.
I don't know what the budget is. I think 75 to 80 million. I don't think it's going to make money. It made about 28 million in its first weekend.
Well, the title's terrible. Sheep Detectives. Come on. I can come up with 1,000 things better.
I can't
than
wait to watch this.
It's so good. I had manly tears by the end of it. Like I'm sitting.
Oh, come
here,
on.
Like, and you know what? Here, a slight spoiler, but in the end, the barnyard animals don't form a communist government.
Oh, so, like okay. the other film.
Yeah,
okay,
like
that's
kind of my like bar right now with talking animal movies. It's like, do they form a communist utopia by the end of it?
Okay, throw that in though, okay? Because if we go to Animal Farm, which I think is quite possibly the most woke movie we've ever seen. I mean, it is distinctly pro-communism, and it takes a subject matter that is, it's not pro-capitalism necessarily, but it's definitely anti-communism. And it says, well, screw that. We're just going to make it where it doubles down on the communism. This film is as woke as it can get, and it's topped out at 5 mil, which frankly, folks, I'm shocked it even got there.
Oh,
had a terrible opening,
graph.
And look at that, bottom of the graph.
80% drop this weekend. Whereas Wizard and I were thinking that Sheep Detectives is going to have a very minimal drop next weekend because word of mouth has been so good, and we think more people are going to go see it this week, so... Fingers crossed, people actually.
Lauren says the mutton murders.
That's me. I would go see it. Yeah.
We may make that as a super chat goal later this week, you know, because it is hard to find the time. But I would be willing to go and give a review, a very late review, if super chatters want to do that. Maybe as a member exclusive, I'm not sure. But I deserve to be punished because I judged a book by its cover. I judged a sheep by its trailer. And I feel sheepish now.
You won't be punished. You will feel enriched by the experience. I mean, it is like heartfelt and wholesome. And just the mystery keeps you getting, like, I used to write mysteries for a living. I've written many, many, many mystery novels. And I can usually get I can usually figure a mystery out. This one I didn't get.
Best sheep media since Lambert, perhaps?
I would even put it up there with Lamb Chop.
Whoa, easy, hush puppy.
Yep.
One thing for sure, folks, audiences are punishing Hollywood when it comes to woke stuff. And it's gotten so bad they can't afford to show their wares, their woke wares, in the land of France anymore. We'll keep an eye on it. But right now, change is on the way to Hollyweird.
And yet again, folks, we have come to the end. But what a video it has been, and we hope you agree. Folks, if you had a good time with us, consider clicking that like button, share, subscribe, click it, stick it to the algorithms. It is the notification bell, and drop a comment right on down below. We care about your thoughts. Folks, we also want to invite you to partake in thatparkplace.com. Of course, www. You get the idea. Thatparkplace.com. It is the website telling the truth, and it is a rising star across the web for pop culture news coverage and analysis. Go over there and bookmark it today. Folks, we're bookmarking you as a great guest that we appreciate. Until the next time we have the honor of spending time with you, keep learning, keep growing, and as always, folks, you better believe it, keep having fun.